the only thing we have working is a transistor radio.
It is. Old times.
The only thing we have.
Coming around
all
again.
All internet service is out. All electric is out. No cell phones. Nothing is working down here.
This is special coverage of Hurricane Sandy on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. And New Jersey has seen the landfall of Hurricane Sandy. It happened in exactly an hour ago, right around Atlantic City. And you've been hearing the reports from many of our listeners all around the region about how we are all being shaken. We will ride it out with you tonight with Amy Eddings and the WNYC News team, more guests from the power companies and elsewhere, and many of your calls to provide information as eyewitnesses in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Stay with us on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. NPR News is next.
Shark River Island is in Monmouth County, New Jersey. It's about 2 miles inland from the ocean.
And what are conditions like where you are right now?
Right now, there's a boat, a yacht in my front yard. It just floated. It's the second one in a half an hour that has floated by my house.
What's with the mass transit system? What's with the PATH trains? What's with the tunnels that still remain closed?
Well, it's very, very bad. All the tunnels have filled up. So I was with Governor Cuomo on his devastation tour. We went down into the PATH station underneath the World Trade Center, and the water comes right up to the subway platform, the seawater from the Hudson River, and it goes back 5 miles, Governor Cuomo says, back into New Jersey. Then after that, we went down to the Battery Tunnel, which is completely full from Manhattan to Brooklyn of water.
Wow.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let's go to our New Jersey Public Radio managing editor, Nancy Solomon, in Newark. Nancy, what's happening?
Hi, Brian. I'm in East Newark in what's called the Down Neck neighborhood. It's this little strip of land, or large strip of land, between the Passaic River and Newark Bay. The folks in this neighborhood are very upset. They had 5 feet of water last night. They were calling to be rescued. Their first floors of their houses were underwater, and they weren't getting any help. So fire engines came down and wouldn't come into the firefighters wouldn't come out into the water to get them. I heard a story of a heroic rescue that one of the neighbors here I spoke with, and I spoke to a woman whose 3 kids needed to get out of their house and were screaming for help, and he carried them through chest-high water to the fire engine that then took them out. So folks are very upset that they weren't warned to evacuate. I mean, this is a low-lying neighborhood that floods often, that's between the bay and the river, and they weren't told to evacuate before the storm, and they were very upset that no one came to rescue them last night.
I am here at Breezy Point looking at a smoldering pile of rubble. There's this thick, acrid smoke just hanging in the air. There's a flooded parking lot in front of me. It's knee-high water to get here.
Many residents here are more concerned about their neighbors than themselves. They're walking around consoling each other. Many houses here are brought down to the foundation. Odd bits and pieces remain. One man went to his mother's house to see what it looked like. It's his first time there. All he found was a crock pot. A white crock pot was all that remained of his mother's house. And he's walking around somewhat dumbstruck, consoling neighbors. Very big, strong men are actually brought to tears when they see it.